says the actions of Russian warplanes against the U.S. Navy destroyer this week violated an agreement signed back in 1972. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
It's the bilateral agreement on the prevention of incidents on and over the high seas.
That's White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Ships engaged in launching or landing aircraft shall not permit simulated attacks by the simulated use of weapons against aircraft and ships.
A few days ago, Russian bombers conducted simulated attack passes near the USS Donald Cook in the Baltic Sea.
The United States has raised our concerns with the Russians.
A Russian military spokesman denying that the actions by those warplanes should have been seen as anything provocative. In Washington, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Nearly 5 years after the earthquake that rattled its foundation, the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., entering phase two of its restoration work, USA Radio's Anthony Lucero.
We are introducing some new technology to try and help these pieces perform better in an earthquake.
Cathedral Director of Preservation and Facilities Jim Shepherd says it will include removing the broken pinnacles atop of one of the cathedral's towers and then installing new ones. Officials estimate it will